I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today is World Refugee Day, and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees took the opportunity to try to clear up a misimpression. He says many people think that all refugees from the Middle East and North Africa head to Europe. Well, a new UN report shows that developing countries host four-fifths of the world's refugees. For example, almost all who escaped the violence in Libya have fled to Tunisia and Egypt. Marine Olivesi met with some of them in the Tunisian region of Tetouan. Many Libyans have found a warm welcome there.
Fauzia throws green peppers into a frying pan. A few minutes to sear and they will crown the couscous plate that her friend Fatia is making for dinner. The two young women could pass for sisters, and Fatia's mother, Miss Saouda, says that's just how they're treated. Fatia's mother says we eat together, we share everything, like one family. She never uses the word refugee. The father of Fatia's friend, Fauzia, is a retired schoolteacher named Ali. He sets up a rug and cushions in a small courtyard outside the house. He brought them from his home in Libya. The rug and the cushions are among the few things Ali packed in the car before the family fled across the border. Ali says he left with his wife, his daughter, and his two youngest sons last month after rockets landed close to their house. He says Tunisians lined up to help when he and his family crossed the border.
They gave us everything, food, clothes, cash, and also some nice words to cheer us up. They opened their hearts, then they opened their doors, and they've never asked for a dime. You couldn't find that in Libya.
Ali's Tunisian host, Miss Saouda, whom we met earlier, used to work as a cleaning lady. She now lives with her elderly mother and her daughter in the same house where she was born, in the outskirts of Tataouine. She says wealthy Libyans are renting villas in towns along the Tunisian coast, but scores of others couldn't afford to and were sleeping on the street. Miss Saouda says she will put up Ali's family until the war is over, whenever that is. This household is hardly an exception around here. About 30,000 Libyan refugees are living with locals around Tataouine, one of Tunisia's poorest regions.
Je pense que c'est une première.
Kamel Derich with the UN Refugee Agency says he thinks this is the first time refugees have had so much help from the local community. Derich adds that this generosity has helped authorities cope with the refugee crisis.
Imaginons une situation où nous aurions entre 20, 30, 50 000.
Imagine if we had to deal with 20 or 30,000 refugees stranded in camps. That would have been really difficult to handle, especially with the harsh weather conditions here. Instead, scores of Tunisian families with very little opened their doors. It makes our mission here much easier.
Now the UN Refugee Agency is trying to help host families. It has started to pay part of the gas and water bills. These families can also count on the help of homegrown Tunisian charities. Dozens have sprouted up during the past couple of months. One of the largest local charities is based in what was once a furniture store. Rolled-up carpets are still lying around here among cardboard boxes full of jam and cans of tomato paste. Tunisian businessman Abdel Salem Ben Gaid runs the charity. In April, he turned the store into a food pantry. Ben Gaid says he took $4,000 of his own money to start the charity. Now most of the funding comes from his business connections in Kuwait. Tunisian farmers and small donors provide the rest. The charity caters to more than 2,000 Libyan families with an average of 6 or 7 children to feed. Mahmoud is a volunteer. He says he's proud that local Tunisians have organized themselves on their own. He says that wouldn't have been possible under Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, the authoritarian president Tunisians ousted in January.
Ben Ali, c'est lui qui veut faire tout. Il veut pas laisser les gens.
Mahmoud explains that only Ben Ali's regime could run charities then, and government officials stole most of the money. Mahmoud says he hopes the goodwill organization will turn to helping destitute Tunisians once the Libyans go home. That's if the charity survives the summer. Three similar food banks in town ran out of cash and had to shut down in the past few weeks.
Avec un pain de salade, on peut vivre, mais en Ramadan, on peut pas.
Mahmoud notes that Ramadan is coming up in August. During the holidays, the demand for fruits and vegetables generally goes up, and so do the prices. That could make it harder to keep this food pantry fully stocked. On the other hand, Mahmoud adds Ramadan is also a time when people go the extra mile to help others. He can only hope Tunisians and Libyans will continue to share whatever is on their plate. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi in Tataouine, Tunisia.
You can see a slideshow of some of the Libyan refugees with their Tunisian host families and check out what's cooking in the kitchen at theworld.org.